This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The corporate story of this Wednesday is the most expensive American restaurant deal ever. Panera, a bakery cafe combo thing in that getting crowded healthy fast casual space, has been bought by the European private equity group JAB for $7.2 billion American dollars. JAB is no stranger to customers in this country, though those customers might not know it. It owns Pete's Coffee, Stumptown, and Intelligentsia Coffees as well, and chains like Krispy Kreme Donuts. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what's going on.
Over the past few years, Panera has invested more than $40 million to get its food to people more efficiently. Technology upgrades improved online and mobile orders. Chris Johnson lives outside of D.C. and says he's used the Panera app a lot, even ordered with it every day when his second child was born.
It's easier. You know, you type it in. You don't have to wait online. You get there, your food's waiting for you. And it's the best thing is you can see all the options. So you're not asking the person if they can take the tomatoes out.
That's one factor that's helped Panera grow more than most restaurants of late. The industry's been sluggish for the past couple of years. Bonnie Riggs is the restaurant analyst at the NPD Group. She says even more than the mobile app, people go to Panera because of the menu.
In our data, we had 34% of consumers who said that they go to Panera for a healthy light meal, which jumped 4 points in a year. And I've not seen performance like that.
Panera's new owner is JAB, a German family-owned investment company. It's been on a food and restaurant spending spree, including buying the bagel chain Einstein Brothers in 2014 and Krispy Kreme Donuts last year. Sarah Senator follows restaurants for the firm Bernstein.
It's consistent with their strategy so far in terms of what other acquisitions they've made, which are largely, you know, coffee and baked goods stores.
JAB isn't expected to change much about Panera after the deal's done. The company paid a 30% premium on the current stock price, so Panera could keep up what it's doing. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.